There is another deadline in Washington that affects hundreds of thousands of workers around the country. Unless Congress acts by the end of this week, the Department of Homeland Security loses its funding, and House Republicans are still pushing to connect Homeland Security funding with a vote to undo President Obama's executive actions on immigration. That bill seems unlikely to pass in the Senate, and Senate GOP leaders are now considering a so-called clean bill to avoid a shutdown of Homeland Security. Joining us now is ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, I just used so many DC insider terms there, I can't even keep track. But where are we at this point with this?
So keep in mind, this is a deadline Republicans set up for themselves. They knew this would be happening. They just didn't really have an end strategy out of it. And that's why right now they're backing down from the initial threats. At least on the Senate side, they're saying we're going to vote separately to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to block the president's immigration executive order. So on that first piece of it, the question that's been looming is, do the Democrats go along with this? Strong indications are that they will go along with it, that that bill is likely to pass. The immigration piece is going to be fought out another day. Republicans, once again, have just gotten themselves into a fight that they didn't know a way out of.
But what would the Republicans be able to do on the immigration piece of it, the second part of it? If it's an executive action, is there anything that they can do through legislation to stop it from happening?
Yes, but the president would have to sign that legislation,
right,
which of course won't happen. So that won't overcome a filibuster. It wouldn't ever become law anyway. It's all about the symbolism from their perspective, which is exactly the point that Ted Cruz and some of the other hardliners are taking. Is they're saying the only way to really block this is to tie it to funding, to say to the president, if you veto this bill, that means vetoing funding for the Department of Homeland Security. That's why they wanted this confrontation. But the president and Democrats called the bluff. They realized that Republicans would likely take the blame for this. We've seen that in polling. We've seen that in anecdotes throughout the last couple of weeks. And do they really want to get to that point? So how far can they push it? We're now coming very, very close to that deadline, and they are backing down at least a little bit. The Senate saying they would go forward with their own quote-unquote clean bill and then leaving it back to the House of Representatives to sort out.
Well, and House Speaker John Boehner spoke today about what is going on his side of the Capitol. Let's listen.
I'm waiting for the Senate to act. The House has done its job to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to stop the president's overreach on immigration. And we're waiting for the Senate to do their job. Senate Democrats have stood in the way now for 3 weeks over a bill that should have been debated and passed. Until the Senate does something, we're in a wait-and-see mode.
So what might happen on the House side, Rick?
Well, they once they get the bill, they can decide. But there are such sharp divisions inside the Republican conference on this. Look, the Democrats would approve a clean bill. They'd give the help to Republicans as necessary. No one wants to defund the Department of Homeland Security. It's hard for me to imagine that if the Senate passes the bills this way, that the House decides not to do it and to continue blocking beyond tomorrow. But stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
My guess would be that we end up with a patchwork that it funds the department for a couple of months and that we're probably back here having this fight in April or May.
Does anybody win out based on what has just happened? Is anybody a winner by the fact that we've gotten right up to the deadline here?
Only if your main point in life is that Washington kind of stinks, because it's another example of how Washington doesn't seem to be in touch at all with the priorities of the American people. Democrats are enjoying the moment. They like whenever Republicans stand in the way of good governance. This has been a big test for Republicans in their view. But I tend to think that no one looks good when we're flirting with self-made disaster.
Meanwhile, there was a bill in Congress that was able to pass already, this one approving the Keystone XL pipeline. But President Obama vetoed it, saying that the bill bypassed a State Department process. Where does this leave the Keystone pipeline?
It leaves it back in the realm of the executive branch. This is only the third veto of the Obama presidency. There will be others, but Keystone now, there's not enough votes to override the veto. It means it's back with the State Department and their review, the environmental review, and ultimately on the president's desk. It's still possible that he greenlights the Keystone pipeline. He's been skeptical about it in the past and didn't want to see the short circuit the process, but it has been a long process. It's now, I think, more likely than not that you don't see final resolution on this until after there's someone else in the White House.
One more thing, Rick, before I let you go, and that is that, Republicans, a lot of candidates are sort of shaping up in the race for 2016, and there's a big gathering that's getting underway, the CPAC gathering, the Conservative Political Action Committee. Tell us what you're looking for in that.
This is part carnival, part convention, and it's all good fun. Almost all of the major 2016ers will be there. Chris Christie, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, all the big guys. And the one to watch is Jeb Bush, because there's such skepticism in the conservative movement over his position, particularly on immigration and education. He'll be taking questions from the audience. He may even get booed, but this is the first time that he's going to have this kind of interaction, the first time he's at a multi-candidate event, first time he's taking questions from a not-so-friendly crowd.
Yeah, is he likely to go over well with this crowd?
This is a crowd that's skeptical of him. Oh, they don't like the fact that his brother's presidency grew the government. Not all of them were enchanted, enamored with his father's presidency. And then the way that he has championed immigration reform, he's championed Common Core education, those are hot buttons in this movement. And this is something that these folks probably aren't on board for.
ABC News political director Rick Klein joining us from Washington. Rick, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.